Hi there again, and here is the third round of exercises for you. With week three of the lockdown, you are probably increasingly participating in Zoom or Skype meetings and might find yourself using your voice in a different way than if you were communicating in person. You might have to speak a bit louder, a bit more clearly. And perhaps you are finding that your voice is taking a bit more strain than during live meetings. The solution lies in warming up your voice before engaging in online meetings. And today I will guide you through a third stretching exercise, another deep breathing technique, as well as the first steps to warming up your voice. The good news is all these exercises also prepare you for a better speaking voice. So here's the stretching exercise for your shoulders and upper back. Stand tall and straight. Place your feet hip width apart. Drop and relax your shoulders. Now float your arms up to the sides at shoulder height. And twist your shoulders slightly forwards. You are looking like an eagle opening up its wings to the sides. Hold this stretch position for several seconds. And remember to keep breathing in and out deeply all the time. Now twist the shoulder joints slightly backwards, pushing your chest out slightly. And repeat, twist your shoulder joints forwards. And twist them backwards again like an eagle opening up its wings. You should feel your shoulders, neck, and chest stretching and opening. And a last time, twist the shoulders forwards and backwards. Lower your arms and relax. Next, I will guide you through the third deep breathing exercise. The purpose of this exercise is to achieve a steady in and out breath, with the ribs moving inwards and outwards. As always, make sure that you have an upright posture. Sit or stand straight and tall. Relax your neck and shoulders. Imagine that your spine and neck are lengthening. Relax your jaw and facial muscles. Before we start the breathing exercise, imagine yourself in a beautiful setting and focus in an environment where you are able to relax. For example, imagine a view over the ocean, a wide open space in the desert, a path through a green dense forest, or any other beautiful image that provides relaxation and comfort to you. Now breathe in deeply through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Make sure that you feel the ribs expanding when you breathe in and contracting when you breathe out. Again, breathe in gently, softly, deeply, and out. Gently, softly, deeply. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in, relax at the same time, and breathe out. Now let's move to the warming up of the voice. Breathe in, and on the out breath, sigh out firmly, like this. Again, breathe in and out on a deep, firm sigh, like this. Make sure that the warm air passes gently over your vocal cords. Now breathe in. Hold the breath for 1 second. Sigh out firmly, now intonating the long sound of a single H, like this. And again, breathe in and out on. And let's do that one more time. Breathe in and out on. Very good. Now breathe in, hold your breath for 1 second, breathe out, intonating the sound. Repeat, breathe in and out on. It's important that you make sure that your shoulders are dropped and relaxed, your facial muscles are relaxing, and you are relaxing and you're breathing in and out deeply. Let's go for the next step. Breathe in, hold your breath for 1 second. Now breathe out, intonating the long sound. Ha-ma. Open your mouth wide while making the sound. Again, breathe in, hold, out on. Ha-ma. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in and out on. Ha-ma. Repeat as many times as you want and do this specifically when you are just before a speaking engagement. And you can easily incorporate these exercises in your daily routine as you get ready in the morning for your day, or under the shower, or while you cook or iron or water the garden. In our next session, I will guide you through the steps to help you manage your breath effectively for speaking.